Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you want to drop me an email, by all means, we'd love to hear from you, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. It is Veterans Day 2016, and the American Legion is remembering and reminding Washington of its obligations. National Commander of the American Legion, Charles Schmidt, is with us. And let me give you a little bit of background. He is a Vietnam War veteran, retired U.S. Air Force officer, has been calling on Congress and the White House to modernize VA benefits and to strengthen the U.S. military so it can properly defend freedom against the growing threats of rogue regimes and international terrorism. Commander Schmidt, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you back with us. Happy Veterans Day.
Well, thank you, Bill. It's a great opportunity and a privilege to be with you here this morning. We're here in Florida, in Pensacola this morning.
Okay. Well, in this world where ISIS, North Korea, Iran, China, and Russia, as you say, dominate headlines, there's absolutely no excuse for the U.S. to field a military at pre-World War II levels. But the fact of the matter is that's what we have, don't we?
Well, you know, sequestration, we've had this thing going on in you know, I know it's trying to resolve our national debt problems, but I think there's other means of doing that rather than taking away from our defense and our troops that defend this country. We need a strong military to counter those challenges around the world, and there are challenges, as we know. And, of course, as long as we got those challenges, there's going to be men and women that will be serving, and when they confront those challenges, as the case may be, they need to be prepared and have what they need to do that. And of course, there are those veterans that have already confronted challenges, the World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and of course now Iraq and Afghanistan veterans. And, you know, even though they've served, a grateful nation should also take care of them as well, Bill.
Well, without a doubt, on the other side, there's no doubt about it with what's been going on with the VA, Commander. But, you know, it's not that we don't have to go that far back in history to recall what happened when the military was blighted. I remind people constantly on the show is that when the baton was passed on from Bill Clinton to George Bush, George W. Bush, the military was at such a low point that it took our kids, you know, time when they had to go to Iraq after the bombings in 9/11, after the attacks, mm-hmm. I should say, in 9/11. And, you know, here we are, the parents of these kids are, and relatives are sending, you know, going to Home Depot to send, you know, send some supplies that they need. I mean, that's pretty disgusting, isn't it?
Well, I think it is. And, you know, if we're going to send men and women into harm's way to represent this country, to protect the interests of this country, then this country should to equip them and give them what they need to get the job done. And I think that, you know, if we're not going to do that, then maybe we better figure out something else out. But if we're going to send them into harm's way, as I say, Bill, they need to have the equipment, whatever needs to take care of the nation.
Well, to your point, Commander, we need something other than peace through strength. And, you know, this president for the last 8 years, and I'm sorry to be so critical, but here it is. I mean, the legacy of this administration is we have a severely weakened military. We're very vulnerable. Now, we hear the voices of Pearl Harbor survivors, which there are less and less every year. This marks the 75th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. And they repeatedly stress the importance of being militarily prepared and on alert. These are men and women that know firsthand the importance of military preparedness.
Exactly. And we're going to be in Pearl Harbor next month, Bill, to participate in the 75th anniversary of that fateful day as we know it. And again, I think that should be an example of why that our country should be prepared to confront any challenges, whether around the globe or on our own soil. And, of course, that fateful day was kind of somewhat of a surprise to, I think, our military service.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, we still talk about, sadly, reforming the VA healthcare system. I've spoken with many veterans, others that have continued to watchdog this issue, and they tell me, Bill, little has changed. We have basically the same problem. All we know is VA officials are getting bonuses, and it's a head scratcher, and it's a bit heartbreaking when you look and see how our vets have been, I will say, mistreated. And I know those there are some that probably hear this even within the VA infrastructure and say that's a little harsh, but they ought to be in their shoes and realize what harshness is.
Well, yes, and the VA, I think, has been continued stressed in some degrees, because as we all get older, Bill, I'm talking about us veterans now, that as we all get older, those needs become greater from a physical and mental standpoint. Like my era, the Vietnam veterans, as we get older, those invisible wounds, illnesses come out. Not to forget the Korean veterans, and of course the World War II veterans, and then out in front of us we have the Iraqi and Afghanistan veterans, plus the Grenada, Panama, Somalia, and also Lebanon veterans. So the VA is getting tasks greater from both sides, from all generations. But we in the American Legion believe it is a system worth saving. We are friends of the VA. We kind of helped get them started back in the late 20s. And it was designed to take care of veterans. And what better system, healthcare system in America that has been working with veterans, taking care of veterans, that understands their needs. And that's why we believe a system is worth saving, such as the VA. The American Legion has a program, Bill, known as System Worth Saving, where we travel to various VA facilities. We do our own independent assessment because, as we are, as I said, friends of the VA, we want to see it continue and also to improve as time goes on, to be able to take care of the expanding growth of the needs that go through the VA. We do our assessments, and just about every month we're going to a different facility around the country. And we do prepare reports which go to not only Congress but the White House to give them a different look, maybe perhaps one that might come out of the VAIG. So the lawmakers who have play a big part, particularly from a budgetary standpoint, will have a second opinion, if you will. So we believe a system's worth saving, and not to privatize it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as you have discovered, something like 80,000 vets have been waiting more than 5 years to have their veterans' disability claims finally adjudicated.
Right.
And I know that you're keeping the light and the pressure on them. I mean, it appears to be a systemic issue. But, you would think with the technology, we've got some smart people here. Why
right.
can't we resolve this problem?
Well, Bill, when you talk about those 80,000 claims, those are appeals on claims. Those are claims that have been denied the first time around when they went through the adjudication process. So they're waiting to be readdressed. And you are right, there's 80,000 that are 5 years or more older, and a veteran should not have to wait that long. I don't think that's what a grateful nation wants to do. And of course, the American Legion, we have service officers, veteran service officers, that specialize in representing veterans when that adjudication process comes through. And part of my project this year, Bill, is to raise money to continue to train our veteran service officers. So when that veteran's case comes up for appeal, for adjudication, that we have a highly skilled, highly trained, and knowledgeable service officer to represent them and help them through that system.
Well, Commander, we're out of time. I thank you for coming on to honor vets on Veterans Day 2016. The American Legion is the nation's largest veteran service organization with about 2.2 million members. and more than 13,000 posts worldwide, of which I belong to the Port St. Lucie post in Florida. A national commander of the American Legion, Charles Schmidt, on Bill Martinez. Thank you, Mr. Smith. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Bill, and they can reach us at www.legion.org.
All right, perfect.
We got it. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, Bill. Have a great day.